Yeah, well, just the nature of the thing is the fact that we have so much heavy traffic. Like basically, anything coming in and out of the county, coming like from as far away as Limerick, Galway, Sligo, coming in that are heading, say, to Letterkenny or then the Shoghan direction, have to come through the main street and Ballybofey and Stranraer, like unlike a lot of the other major towns that are bypassed, so that you only have, say, local traffic or delivery lorries, like a lot of the lorries coming through. Because of the urgent need to have the town bypassed, a lot of these vehicles are stopped in traffic jams and stopping and starting and that, which is obviously affecting the air quality in the town. And I would have quite a few representations from different groups, and there's so many civic centres along there, you know, the churches, the chapels, the schools, and various centres like that, like where you have quite a few people walking about every day. And what I have asked, and I had asked previously, to get an air quality monitor placed in the town. There was one done a couple of years ago, but that had never been finished. The results of that have never been sort of gathered up and presented. We haven't had a report back, and I presume they'll be out of date at this stage. But nevertheless, if anyone Googles onto the EPA website, they have three monitors in the county, and I'm asking that there would be a full-time monitor in Ballybofey and Stranraer, because I also think that this will also influence supporting the need to have the bypass done as well. You know, the fact that you have so many of these vehicles sitting there, as I say, spewing out all sorts of fumes, you know, where they're stuck in traffic. And hopefully now, as I say, the response I'm getting is about that the council has had some funding allocated to it that would allow for some testing to go on, but I believe it needs to be full time, not just at any one time or any one day or week or year. That I think it should be there on a permanent basis, and more importantly, it needs to be monitored and assessed, and the results sent on back to the EPA, who have a responsibility for a lot of that stuff, and the results also sent to the National Transport Authority. Because unfortunately, and a lot of these cases, these decisions are made at national level. They're made at government, they're made at the departmental level, senior officials, and you know, we don't have an awful lot to say. So it's fine, the kind of council monitoring of themselves, but I think it'd be better if it was come from the EPA.
Yeah, and, you know, traffic is one thing and, you know, it's frustrating, but also it can have a really negative impact on respiratory health as well.
Yeah, look, and today we have just agreed now that to move on to the next stage of putting in more crossings and raised tables and that, and that's certainly going to try and manage the traffic and through the town. But nevertheless, on a seven-day-week basis, that town is extremely busy, and no matter, we do have NCT and so on and so forth, but look, we all see ourselves, we see vehicles of all size and types in the town, and you can smell the fumes yourself if you're only walking past. Imagine what it's like for people who are living there, people who are working there, shoppers that are there, and young children, we have schools all along there. So it's very, very important, and as I say, the last one was done over in Stranraer. I've asked that this one will be done and placed. It has to go on a public building. I'd be asking that it go there to get the station. I think that would give that would be a good location to do this now. And I know there's a lot of clubs in the town that would like to see these results as well.